वामो मुहूर्तत्वतः पुण्यम कृष्ण कथामृतम
धन्यतम।
हे गुरुदेव, इन दिस वर्ल्ड
धन्यतम व्यक्ति हम,
द मोस्ट ग्लोरियस पर्सन इज मी।
धन्यतमा लोके ग्रोपी छत्र बंधव,
वयम धन्यतमा
क्षत्रियाधम है।
Although I am a Kshatriya Adham, I am the most fallen Kshatriya. I have put a snake around a sage's neck. I have offended a sage. But still, I am seeing that in this world, being the most fallen Kshatriya, I am the most glorious person. Although I am most fallen. Why? Because I am able to hear from your lotus mouth, I am able to drink this Krishna Katha Amritam, the nectar of Krishna Katha. It's the most unattainable, most wonderful thing. And therefore I am Dhanyatama. Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad writes,
शिष्यत्व मात्रेण हम आपके शिष्य बने हुए हैं, इस कारण से हम धन्य।
I have become your disciple and for that reason I am glorious. For that reason
आपके मुख से कृष्ण कथा सुनने
my life is glorious.
और मुहु बारंबार सुनने से धन्यतम।
And मुहु again and again. Dhanya means the most fortunate, the most wealthy, the most fortunate. This is the kind of spiritual master I have. Simply because of having being your disciple, I am Dhanya. And again and again hearing this katha. Again and again in the Bhagavatam we hear that Guru is meant for hearing Krishna Katha from. Guru is not a fashion. Sometimes people say, I have not made Guru yet, I should make Guru. Guru is not a fashion. The benefit obtained from the Guru in your life is to hear Krishna Katha. It is not a fashion. Sometimes people are wondering, I have to make a guru. But why? They do not question, they do not understand. Just because everyone else may have a guru, I have to have a guru. And they have no idea what a guru is for. This is just like when a person says that, I have to get my own doctor. I have to make a doctor because everyone else has a doctor. Others have a doctor, family doctor. But why? Because everyone has. He's so and so has a doctor in his house, a dog in his house, so I also need one. Without understanding, without questioning, without thinking, need a guru. We have to make a guru. People will ask, do you have a guru? Yes, I have a guru. This is the kind of guru you will get, cheating guru. There are more gurus in the world than disciples. Guru is there to tell you about Krishna. Here I am speaking according to Sanatana Goswami's commentary. Sukadev Goswami's Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj is saying that he is glorious because he is a disciple of Sukadev Goswami. Because I am your disciple and I am drinking Krishna Katha from your lotus mouth, I am glorious. In three worlds there is no one more fortunate than me. Why I am most fortunate? Because I am drinking again and again Krishna Katha. In this world, the most unattainable thing is Krishna Katha from the lips of a pure devotee. therefore I am fortunate.
भगवान की कथा को सुनता है उसके आगे धनी आदि क्या है कुछ भी नहीं इंद्र भी कुछ नहीं.
A person who hears Krishna katha, compared to him, a wealthy person is nothing, and even Indra etc. the demigods are nothing compared to a person who drinks the nectar of hearing Krishna katha.
ये सौभाग्य होता है व्यक्ति को.
This is a good fortune of a person.
अपने को सबसे धन्य व्यक्ति कह रहे हैं.
Considering himself most fortunate, even though he is going to leave his body in 3 days, he considers himself most fortunate. Hearing 10th canto, he has already heard all the other cantos. He says everything of this world will be left behind, but I am drinking this nectar of Krishna's pastimes, through which, by which I am able to constantly remember Krishna. So Maharaj Parikshit is totally convinced that in 3 days he will enter into the pastimes of Krishna. So who can be more fortunate than him?
इस प्रकार से अपनी प्रशंसा के वाक्य बहुत कम जगह मिलते हैं. और ऐसे कहा जाए कि
इट इज प्रूव्ड यू सी टू बी a ruler of the whole planet, or to be a big minister or a king.
Siddhi prapt karna ya jivan ka saubhagya nahi hai.
To attain any of these things are not the good fortune of one's life.
Krishna kathamrit ko muh barambar peena yahi sabse bada saubhagya.
This Krishna kathamrit muh to again and again drink this nectar, this is the greatest good fortune of a living entity.
श्रीमद् भागवतम द्वारा सिद्ध हो रहा है.
दिस इज प्रूवन हियर बाय श्रीमद् भागवतम. महाराज परीक्षित हिमसेल्फ इज सेइंग दैट आई एम द मोस्ट फॉर्चून.
प्रश्न किया तो इस प्रश्न का उत्तर देने से पहले
सूत गोस्वामी इज सेइंग टू सौनक.
सौनक जब इस प्रकार से महाराज परीक्षित ने
टेक्स्ट 44
समाधि लग गई. इत्थं स्मृष्टः सतु बादरायणी तत्स्मारितानन्त हृताखिलेन्द्रियः कृष्णात् पुनः लब्ध बहिर्दृशिः शनैः प्रत्याहतं भागवतोत्तमोत्तम. फिर सूत जी संबोधित कर रहे हैं सौनक जी को.
After hearing this question from Parikshit Maharaj, Suta Goswami says, O Saunak Muni, the greatest of saints and devotees. Then Sukadev Goswami remembered that pastime when Krishna himself became all the calves and the cowherd boys.
और स्वयं गोप बच्चा बने थे.
For 1 year. And he drank milk from all the cows and all the mothers. And when Sukadev Goswami remembered this pastime, he lost his external consciousness. Totally absorbed in the leela of Krishna, when Krishna himself became all the calves and the cowherd boys. His eyes were open, but he was not seeing anything. He was not hearing anything, and what to speak of speaking anything. And suddenly there was a very quiet moment in the meeting of all the sages. Everyone was thinking, Maharaj Parikshit is going to leave his body in 3 days, and here Sukadev Goswami has entered Samadhi. He is not speaking anything. Now the katha has stopped. Maharaj Parikshit had asked such a nice question that the speaker became absorbed in Krishna's pastimes and he could not speak. With great difficulty, he was brought to his external sensory perceptions. Sanatan Goswami describing this verse, Krichchad, He says, with great difficulty, they had gongs and kartals, nidangas and shehnais. They were playing very loudly and kirtan. Very loud kirtan. There were thousands and thousands of persons hearing katha, and they are all chanting very loudly. So very slowly, slowly, Sukadev Goswami came to his external senses. This kind of speaker, whose heart is totally absorbed in Krishna's pastimes, after hearing such a question, Krichchrat, the word in this verse, means with great difficulty. All the rishis, Narad, Vedavyas, etc., they all got together and did very loud kirtan with very loud music.
Kartal, mridang adi bajaye ja rahe the, sab baje bajaye ja rahe the, tab ja karke dheere dheere.
All instruments were played and loud kirtan.
Jab bahir vritti aayi,
when he came to external consciousness,
Maharaj Parikshit ke prashna ka abhinandan karte the.
When he came to his external consciousness, Sukadev Goswami welcomed this question of Maharaj Parikshit and started speaking. 13 begins. Stealing of the boys and calves by Brahma.
Chapter 13, text 1.
Srila Sukadevi Goswami said, Parikshit, you're most fortunate. In this way, Sukadev Goswami is glorifying Maharaj Parikshit. You are the best of the devotees.
Parikshit Maharaj is yogi.
Because Parikshit Maharaj was worthy of this. Actually, Parikshit Maharaj was worthy of this. Mahabhagya. Why? Because in his mother's womb, Mother Uttara's womb, he had already taken darshan of Krishna. Because Sukadev Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, because you have such ruchi in hearing Krishna Katha, you are the best of the devotees. Tvaya Bhagavat Uttama. Mahabhaga.
Parikshit Maharaj Shrimaur. Aisa ek bar varnan chal raha tha, Srila Prabhupada.
One time it was described, Srila Prabhupada was speaking in class.
Prahlad Maharaj.
And one time Prabhupada said,
the best.
That Prahlad Maharaj is among the best of the devotees.
Best.
He is the best devotee. And one time he was talking about Yudhishthir Maharaj and he said, he is the best among the devotees.
Best.
And sometimes he talk about other devotees. In the Bhagavatam and he'd say, so and so is the best devotee. And in the end, they were talking about Uddhava. And then Prabhupada said, Uddhava is the best among devotees. Then one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you call him the best of the devotees, then you call Prahlad Maharaj the best of the devotees, and then you call the other person, everyone you call best of the devotees. Now, who is the best of the devotees?
Yes, he is the best of the best of the best.
And then Srila Prabhupada says, he is the best of the best of the best. There is nothing above best. There is no good better. Everybody is best.
The best Bhagavat.
Maharaj Parikshit is the best Bhagavat. For taking birth, who has taken darshan of Krishna in person,
ये चिंता नहीं कि शरीर चला जाएगा, राज चला जाएगा, परिवार छूटेगा, कोई बात.
He is totally absorbed in Krishna Katha. He has no anxiety or thoughts about he is going to lose his kingdom, his family, his sons. He is totally absorbed, so attached to Krishna Katha. Therefore he is called Mahabhaga and Bhagavat Uttama. He says because because you are constantly hearing the pastimes of the Lord, and although you are hearing it again and again, you are perceiving His activities to be newer and newer all the time. You are making, you, for you this is Nitya Naveen. It seems as if you have never heard of this before, and although you're hearing it again and again, to you it's seeming new and new all the time, and therefore you're the best of the devotees. When someone has ruchi in Krishna Katha, then he always wants to hear more and more and more. And then he feels like, I haven't heard anything yet, I haven't heard anything yet, I haven't heard anything yet. This is the state of the devotees.
परम ईश्वर भगवान श्री कृष्ण की कथा को बारंबार सुन करके भी उसे नूतन कर रहे हो, नित्य नवीनी कर रहे हो.
ओरियस परीक्षित
खंडितम है.
Previous verse, Parikshit Maharaj himself said that I am most fortunate because I am able to hear from your lotus lips. And then here Sukadev Goswami is saying again, actually you are most fortunate. Actually you're the best of the devotees and you're most fortunate because you like to hear, constantly hear the pastimes again and again. And for you, to you, these activities seem newer and newer every time. Who has how much ruchi in hearing Krishna Katha, this is the standard of judging how advanced one person is. This we can understand. Actually, to do bhakti means to want to hear about Krishna.
यही सर्वश्रेष्ठ काम है. महाराज परीक्षित को जब मृत्यु का शाप मिला,
this is the best activity. When Maharaj Parikshit got the curse to die in 7 days, he did not do anything else. Just he went to sit down and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. That person is very fortunate who has developed ruchi in hearing Krishna Katha.
Nutanesi kahte ki barambar sun karke bhi asrut charim karo si. Aisa lag raha hai ki tum kabhi nahi sune ho Krishna Katha.
Nutanesi means to hear it and perceiving it to be newer and newer. It seems as if Maharaj Parikshit had never heard about Krishna before. The same activities seem new to him every time. So much lalasa he has.
वस्तु में किसी वार्ता में किसी की रुचि होती है तो उस व्यक्ति को ये नहीं दिखता है कभी खाया नहीं हूँ या सब.
When somebody is so interested in certain activity, the materialist persons, they forget whether I have eaten, not eaten, whether it's become night time or time to sleep. They have no interest.
वो बोलता ही रहता है, एक बतिया सारी रतिया, सारी रात बात करते
हैं. They just keep talking and talking all night about the same thing. The person who has ruchi in a certain material topic, they can talk and hear forever.
भाग्य है कृष्ण कथा में ऐसी दृढ़ निष्ठा, बहुत बड़ा भाग्य. तामनि सर्गो जदर्थ वाणी
सुखामपि
प्रति क्षण नब्दवदच्युत जत स्त्रिया विटाना निवसाधु वार्ता. श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी एक अद्भुत उपमा दे रहे हैं.
Sukadev Goswami gives a very amazing comparison for an example for this Maharaj Parikshit's nishtha in his hearing Krishna Katha. He is saying, "Hey Maharaj, this nature of yours, actually this is exactly the nature of the saintly persons, the Paramhansas, the Paramhansas devotees." Actually, ordinary devotees, they have this nature. What to speak of Paramhamsas like you? Their vani, their ears, they consider their ears and their voice is all meant only for Krishna. In the same way, just as a person who's attached to women and sex, they can talk forever about these such topics, the materialists. In the same way, a devotee can hear at every moment Krishna katha and which seem to for him to be newer and newer.
जैसे कोई परपुरुष लंपट व्यक्ति स्त्री की वार्ता
हरिश्वर प्रभु से सुखदेव गोस्वामी could not think of any other example than this.
कहते हैं क्या कारण है कि सुखदेव जी भक्तों की उपमा स्त्री लंपट पुरुषों से दे रहे हैं.
Hariswari Prabhu says, why is it that Sukadev Goswami is comparing Paramhansa devotees to these men who are attached to women and sex?
Istri lampat vyakti jaise istri ke saath baat karna chahta hai, chahe uske bare mein sunna chahta hai, aur khaan paan nind sab bhul jata hai.
Person, he can always talk and hear about women. He forgets to eat and sleep, and hearing and speaking all the time, he thinks he hasn't heard anything, he hasn't spoken anything, and he hasn't seen anything. These materialistic persons. So, there is only two kinds of talks are famous in this world. One is talks of women, and one is talks of Krishna.
World,
most of the people, more than 99.9 people in this world, talk about women and material enjoyment. Very few, 0.011 something percent of people in this world talk about Krishna Katha. Majority of these people talk about sense gratification. We can see this all around us. These cinemas is nothing more than Istri Charcha. Is talk about men and women. Srila Prabhupada says, you go to a shaving place these days, a saloon for haircut, there also there is naked pictures of women, because men want to see these things. If they don't have pictures of women in haircutting saloons, then men will not go there to have their hair cut. Anything, any advertisement, women's pictures are there.
तो बस स्त्री के द्वारा प्रचार, स्त्री संगी सारा संसार.
This whole world has become istri sangi.
जो कृष्ण की चर्चा करते हैं, भगवान की चर्चा.
Very few persons in this world who are bhagavat sangi, who talk about Krishna.
संसार में स्त्री के प्रति इतनी आसक्ति होती है भी स्त्री लंपट व्यक्ति की, कामी की, कामिनियों के प्रति.
In this world, there is so much attachment to women, especially lumpat men, the men who are loose, attached to women. There is so much advertisement with women's. He is always such kind of kami, lusty men are always talking about women. The devotees of the Lord are in such a situation that in the same way they are attached to hearing Krishna katha and seeing Krishna and associating with Krishna.
Kaam hi nari pyare jami lobh hi priya jami dam timi raghunath nirantar priya lagahu mahiram.
Goswami Tulsidas ji says in Ramcharitmanas Ramayan, he's praying to Lord Ram. He says, just like a kami man is attracted to a woman, and a greedy man is attached to wealth. In the same way, may I be attached to you. Please be merciful to me so that I can love you in the same way. Here, in this way, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining. So Harisvami Prabhu is asking why he is giving an example like this. This example is given. The whole world actually is going on talking to women or talking about women. Is busy. The whole world. In Delhi, I spoke this same katha, I gave the example. I remember. Maybe I spoke too much. This shloka had come. I said, all the sadhans that we have in this world, like machines, cell phones, mobiles, etc., they're used, nearly all of them are used either to talk to women or talk about women. The whole world. I said, like this mobile phone. In this mobile phone, most of the talking on this cell phone is talking about women or talking to women. Maybe 80%. And only 20% people are talking about their business, school, this, that. Perhaps I was not wrong. And this is going on.
This is
how these machines, these modern machines of communication are being used today. The same machines, communication machines, this mobile phones, iPods, if they can be used in hearing Krishna Katha. But that can only be done by devotees who have attachment to Krishna. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is comparing the devotees with the men, materialistic men who are attached to other women. This materialistic men, they're attached to other women, they're very much attached to hearing about their topics and talking about them. In the same way, the devotees are attached to hearing about Krishna, topics about Krishna. But actually devotees are more attached to hearing pastimes about Krishna than these materialistic are attached to hearing pastimes about other women. Which materialistic man is there who would leave their food and water to hear katha of other women? Maharaj Parikshit here is fasting from food and water for 7 days to hear katha on Krishna's pastimes. He has given up even drinking water with great attachment. Actually, the class of devotees are much forward in their loving. They are actually loving. When they love Krishna, they love Krishna. These other materialistic people, there is no love. It's only based on lust.
उसका प्रेम प्रेम नहीं, वो तो काम है, लस्ट है, लेकिन भगवान के भक्त जो भगवान से प्रेम करते हैं,
बट द डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड दे लव कृष्णा, दैट इज एक्चुअली लव.
गाते रहते हैं, जपते
रहते. They're always hearing about Krishna. They're singing about Krishna. They're always calling out his names. That is actually love.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
यह कह करके अब इनके प्रश्न का उत्तर देते हैं.
After saying this, he is giving the answer to his questions. Text 3.
राजन अपि गुह्यं वदामि ते ब्रूयुः स्निग्धस्य शिष्यस्य गुरवो गुह्यमप्युत. हे महाराज, सावधानी से सुनिए.
He is saying, O king, kindly hear with great attention.
अवहितः राजन. हे राजन, यह मैं जानता हूँ कि आप बड़ी तत्परता से बड़ी भगवान के विषय में सुनते हैं.
That I know that you very attentively and with great love you hear about Krishna's pastimes.
लेकिन मैं कुछ ऐसी लीलाएं सुनाने जा रहा हूँ जिसको और ज्यादा समाहित चित से सुनिए.
But I'm going to speak such pastimes which you can hear with more attachment in your heart, with more attentiveness.
यह श्रोता का कर्तव्य होता है कि भगवान की कथा को अधिक से अधिक सावधानी के साथ सुने.
दिस इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ द लिसनर दैट ही शुड हियर द कृष्ण कथा विद मोर एंड मोर अटेंटिवनेस.
एक भी शब्द कान से बाहर गिरने न दे.
नॉट वन वर्ड शुड मिस हिज ईयर. ही शुड नॉट
विक्षिप्त न हो.
He should not miss hearing one word. He should not fall asleep.
अपने घर में, दुकान में, ऑफिस में मन को न जाने दे.
And he should not let his mind go while he is hearing class, while he is hearing katha. He should not let his mind go for one moment to his home or to his business or to his family.
इधर उधर ना जाने दो, सुना करे.
He should just hear very attentively.
परीक्षित जैसे श्रोता को भी सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं कि हे राजन, समाहित.
Even a listener like King Parikshit, Sukhdev Goswami is saying, my dear king, please hear with great attention. I know you hear always with great attention, and now these pastimes I'm about to tell you, please hear them with even more great attention.
अपि गुह्यं वदामि ते, बहुत रहस्यमय कथा है, बहुत महत्वपूर्ण.
अपि गुह्यं कथा, दिस इज अ वेरी सीक्रेट कथा, वेरी कॉन्फिडेंशियल, ऑर्डिनरी मैन कैनॉट अंडरस्टैंड. व्हाई आई एम अबाउट टू से स्पीक दिस टू यू.
स्निग्धस्य शिष्यस्य गुह्यम् अपि ब्रूयुः. गुरुजनों का ये स्वभाव.
Because I'm about, I speak to them. Because you are a submissive disciple.
अपने प्रेमी शिष्य को वे परम रहस्यमय बात भी बता देते.
This is the nature of the spiritual masters, that the disciples that they love, they will want to give them a very confidential subject matters of Krishna katha.
द्रुयु स्निग्धस्य शिष्यस्य गुरवो गुह्यमप्युतः. यदि कोई शिष्य प्रेमी है, स्निग्ध है, अनुगामी है, श्रद्धालु है,
but
तो उसको कोई भी महत्वपूर्ण बात बताई जा सकती.
इफ देर इज अ डिसाइपल हु इज प्रेमी एंड हु इज स्निग्ध सबमिसिव एंड एनी कॉन्फिडेंशियल सब्जेक्ट मैटर्स कैन बी एक्सप्लेन टू हिम बिकॉज ही कैन अंडरस्टैंड. सो यू आर अ स्निग्ध पर्सन सबमिसिव.
रहस्य होते हुए भी मैं आपको ये बात कहने जा रहा हूँ.
इवन दो दिस इज अ वेरी कॉन्फिडेंशियल सब्जेक्ट मैटर आई एम अबाउट टू एक्सप्लेन इट टू यू, सो यू प्लीज हियर इट विद इवन ग्रेट अटेंशन. नाउ व्हाट मोर ग्रेट अटेंशन कैन महाराज परीक्षित गिव.
पर ये ध्यान देने की बात है.
But we should pay attention. This instruction that he is giving to King Parikshit, it is not actually for King Parikshit. It is for us.
भगवत कथा के लिए फुल अटेंशन चाहिए.
फॉर हियरिंग भगवत कथा वी नीड फुल अटेंशन.
पूर्ण अटेंशन चाहिए तब कथा का आनंद आ पाता.
पूर्ण अटेंशन देन वी कैन एंटर इन टू पास्ट टाइम्स.
श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी अब चालू करते हैं.
नाउ श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज अबाउट टू एक्सप्लेन टेक्स्ट 4.
सरित पुलिनमानी भगवान इदम ब्रवीत. मृत्यु स्वरूप है अघासुर के पेट से.
द अघासुर हु वाज डेथ पर्सोनिफाइड व्हेन कृष्णा सेव्ड द बॉयज एंड द कैव्स फ्रॉम द माउथ ऑफ अघासुर.
लेकर के भगवान यमुना के पुलिन पर आए.
द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड ब्रॉट देम ऑल ऑफ देम टू द बैंक ऑफ द रिवर and spoke to them the following words.
सरित के पुलिन पर जमुना के पुलिन पर ला करके बच्चों को और भगवान ने इस तरह कहा. अब तो ये बात सभी बच्चे जानते थे कि हम एक अजगर के पेट में चले गए.
Now all this, of course, all the boys they know this that we all went inside the stomach of the python.
बाद में भगवान ने कहा बाप रे बाप बहुत बड़े खतरे से बच गए. हमारे पिताजी ने बहुत पुण्य किया था. माँ जसोदा ने बहुत पुण्य किया.
Afterwards Krishna is telling their friends, oh we got saved from such great danger. Our parents have performed so many great austerities and pieties, so we got saved. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj have performed so many pieties.
आप लोग बहुत भाग्यशाली हैं कि एक बार अजगर के मुंह में जा करके भी आप जी करके आ गए.
And Krishna told his friends, you all are so fortunate that having gone into a python's mouth and you came out alive.
भगवान जी नहीं कहते थे कि मर गए.
Krishna didn't tell them yet that you had died. Later on he'll tell them.
ब्रज में पहुंचने पर कृष्ण कहेंगे कि ये सब मर गए थे पर भगवान की कृपा से जी गए.
When Krishna reaches Braj, he will tell all these boys and calves had died, but by the Narayan's mercy they became alive.
जी गई. मूल नारायण बोल रहे हैं.
दिस इज द सोर्स ऑफ द नारायण इज स्पीकिंग लाइक दिस.
तो सबको लाए बचा करके. अब सांप के मुंह से निकल करके बच्चे कितने सावधान हुए होंगे.
आफ्टर कमिंग आउट ऑफ द माउथ ऑफ द स्नेक पाइथन हाउ केयरफुल एंड दिस बॉयज मस्ट हैव बिकम राइट नाउ. हाउ केयरफुल दे मस्ट हैव बीन.
इससे जल्दी बछड़ों को लेकर के और भागना चाहते होंगे.
They must have wanted to immediately catch hold of all the calves and run away quickly.
थे खेल खेल में ही वो अघासुर इनको निगल लिया था. ये स्वयं उनके उसके मुंह में चले गए.
While playing, they had all been swallowed by अघासुर.
सामग्री थी जो छीके थे जिसमें दही भात और अचार वगैरह.
They had all these places where they had hung their sticks with their food.
उसको लेकर के बच्चे वृक्ष में टांग दिए.
All these children had hung it inside the trees.
खाली हाथ से खेल रहे.
And they were playing with empty hands.
खाए नहीं.
They hadn't eaten yet.
तो रुचि थी कृष्ण के साथ खेलने में देर हुई थी. और उसके बाद
first of all they became late in eating their food, and after that Aghasur had swallowed them.
उसमें कुछ देर हुई.
And there was
सांप के मुख से निकल.
There was some
बहुत चकित थे डरे हुए थे कृष्ण.
Delay in that, and then after having come out of the mouth of Aghasur, they were very scared.
And
Krishna was saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Look, he's dead.
जमुना के पुलिन पर.
Let's go, he said. Let's all go to the banks of the Jamuna. Everybody bring your food.
हाथ पैर धो लो अथवा नहा लो. एक सांप के मुंह से उसे मरे.
He might have said, let's wash our hands of feet. Maybe he might have told them to take bath. After all, we came out of a dead body.
से निकले हो तो स्नान कर लो. इसका तो उल्लेख नहीं है.
This is not written in this verse that Krishna told them to take bath. But Sukadev Goswami says Krishna brought them to the bank of the river, and where he is speaking thus.
भगवान इदम अब्रवी भगवान यह बोले. यह भगवान का अर्थ परम सुंदर.
And It says Bhagwan Idam Abravid. And in this word, Bhagwan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, spoke. Means that he was so beautiful.
Text 5.
My dear friends, just look at the river bank of this Jamuna. So extremely beautiful. Aho ati ramyam. Such pleasing atmosphere. Oh my dear friends, this river bank is so beautiful. It is ati ramya. The Lord said, very, very beautiful. So pleasing.
हम लोगों की लीला के उपयुक्त अथवा जमुना जी के लहरों के द्वारा संवारा हुआ कितना सुंदर बालू है बैठने
Just see, this is the best place to sit down. Very soft sand. And we can sit on this. And look at these birds and bees. Achha balukam. Achha is a Sanskrit word. From there comes achha, nice. Look at this very nice balu, the sand. And there is the waves from the mother Jamuna. And look at these blooming lotuses that are here in this Jamuna and the ponds. And this breeze is flowing, carrying the aroma of the lotuses. And look at these bees and the birds that are attracted by this aroma which is coming from the lotus, blooming lotuses, which is carrying the breeze of the Jamuna. And the humming and chirping of the birds and the bees is echoing from these waters of the Jamuna and is echoing throughout the whole forest, throughout the beautiful trees of the forest. Man, 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 or kuhu, kuhu.
The
birds are singing, bees are singing, water is very nice, aroma is very nice, sand is very nice. So let's do this. Let's eat here. Let's sit down. First they had left their homes thinking we will have our lunch in the forest. But in the middle of the day, these children themselves had become the lunch of this demon Aghasur.
भगवान कहते अत्र भोक्तव्यम अस्माभिः अब यहाँ हम लोगों को खाना चाहिए भोजन करना
The Lord says अत्र भोक्तम अस्मामी Here
अत्र जमुनाया पुल में
अत्र means on this bank of this river
यहाँ भोजन करना चाहिए
We will do our भोजन
भगवान को चिंता है कि बच्चे भूखे
The Lord has some concern that these children, His friends, must be hungry. He has so much affection for His friends that He is very considerate that they must be hungry. He is not saying that I am hungry. He is saying we should all take lunch. He is saying you all are hungry, we should all have lunch here.
अथवा एक और ये भी है कि भगवान अपने साथियों को खिलाने के लिए स्वयं कह रहे हैं कि हम भूखे हैं यहाँ खाना चाहिए यहाँ भोजन करना चाहिए
और इन अदर वर्ड्स ही इज टेलिंग देयर फ्रेंड्स वी आर हंग्री वी शुड ईट हियर
संकेत मिलता है कि भोजन का जो स्थान है वो सुगंधित होना चाहिए
फ्रॉम दिस वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड द प्लेस ऑफ ईटिंग आवर प्रसादम शुड बी वेरी प्लेजेंट It should have very nice aroma.
Sphutat sarogand.
कमल की गंध फैल रही है. भोजन बहुत शुद्ध स्थान में करना चाहिए.
They had the aroma of the lotuses. One should eat their meal in a very pleasant atmosphere.
सुगंध हो और कोई डिस्टर्बेंस ना हो.
They should be very pleasant. There should be very pleasant aroma. There should be no fighting or shouting or talking loudly.
झगड़ा करके भोजन नहीं करना चाहिए.
One should never fight and eat.
पत्नी से लड़ाई करके और कहे कि लाओ खिलाओ तो क्या खाएगा.
Just now one has a fight with his wife and then he says give me food, feed me. What he will eat, how he will digest.
गुस्से में आदमी है तो खाएगा क्या.
If somebody is angry, how he will eat. One should eat in a blissful mood.
शरीर में बल की वृद्धि होती
है. When one eats their food in a blissful mood, in a peaceful mood, then it digests nicely and it gives strength to the body.
बहुत बहुत और आसन कैसा होना चाहिए. बहुत कोमल आसन.
An आसन. How should the asan be? It should be very soft and comfortable. Not that it's hurting here and there, it's very hard and pinching.
कुछ आसन कठोर हो तो ठीक नहीं. और टेबल पर और डाइनिंग टेबल पर बिल्कुल नहीं खाना चाहिए.
And one should not eat on a table or a dining table.
उस स्थान खाने का नहीं होता.
In that way, it is not very good place to eat.
मैं गया था एक बार तो.
One time I went to Gorakhpur and there was Bhaiji Hanuman Prasad Poddar.
घर के लोग उस डाइनिंग टेबल लाए थे.
And the people from the some people were taking prasad there and they had brought their own dining table to eat on.
से डाइन घर में आई है तब से भोजन का रूप बिगड़ गया.
And Bhaiji Hanuman Prasad Poddar, he says, dine in Hindi means it which. Dine means which. He says, since this dining or dine has come to the house, this eating has been spoiled. And it is kind of a joke because dine in Hindi means a which.
Table ko dine kehte the.
This dining table, he used to call it dine, because people would sit with their socks and shoes and they would sit and take prasad on the table, on the dining table, he used to call it dine, and they would eat with spoons without washing their hands and feet. So he used to say, since this dine has come to our place, taking prasad has become spoiled.
ये सब राक्षसों की रीति है खाने की.
This is actually the eating way of the demoniac persons. One should not eat like that.
आप देख सकते हैं कि यहाँ पर जो कथा हो रही है और श्रोता बैठे हैं तो बालू होने से कितना आराम से बैठ रहे हैं.
We can see how we are sitting here, and all of us are sitting, and because we are sitting on the sand, underneath the cloth is soft sand, how comfortably we are sitting, and we can sit comfortably and not have to worry about pains of our body, and we can concentrate and relish hearing. And if we were to sit on hard stone like this, we would not be able to concentrate and relish hearing, because always you would be aware of pains in your legs and thighs. So one should be very comfortable sitting on a soft asan.
So
we can understand that Krishna has picked this place to sit and eat, and there is birds and the bees are chirping, and there is a nice water bank, river bank, there is birds, and there is a very nice soft sand to sit on. Krishna picked this kind of spot to sit and eat.
कोई सुंदर गीत लगा लेना चाहिए खाते समय.
So while eating, you can put some nice soft bhajans to hear or some nice lecture to hear. And this is how we should eat. Not that some people eat like sitting around the table and talking so much nonsense and talking and talking. This is not the way to take prasad. When we honor Bhagavad Prasad, there should be some rules about how to enjoy prasadam, how to relish and honor prasadam.
तो भगवान ने कहा अत्र भोक्तव्यम अस्मा फिर दीवार उढ़ सुधार देता, देखो दिन चढ़ गया।
So the Lord said in text 6,
तो पहले खा लेते थे लेकिन आज दिन चढ़ गया।
Look how late has become.
क्या करें?
It has, I think we should take our lunch here. We are already hungry because it has become so late today. Here the calves can drink water and go slowly here and there and eat the grass. While we eat, there should be always some water. These children, they did not have a glass or a lota.
वो खाते थे और जाकर जंगल में से पानी पी लेते।
They're eating when they need water. They're sitting next to the Jamuna bank and they're eating their food, and when they feel like drinking some water, they just step over to the bank and they, in their hands, they drink some water. We should not collect so many things. Glass and katoris and spoon. It takes so long to take care of these things and carry these things and then wash these things. Therefore, the sadhakas are very highly elevated sadhakas. They're called karpatris. Patra means, container, and kar means hand. They put their two hands together and it looks like a big plate. And they drink from that, they eat from that, and that's it. And those who are vishayis, materialists, they need so many things. 10-20 katoris they need, couple of glasses, tablecloth. It's a fashion actually, but you will see how the Supreme Lord is eating and you will hear in this prasang. And some boys said, and if we sit here and start to eat, what about our calves? They will run here and there.
भगवान ने कहा कि वत्सा समीपे पहपित्वा चरन्तु संकस्त्रिणम.
When the Lord said in text 6, let's first give them water, let them drink water and let them be in one place and they can eat the grass. While they eat their grass, we'll eat our lunch. It's number 8.
कृष्णस्य विश्वपुरुराज मंडलैः अभ्यानना फुल्लदृशो ब्रजार्भकः सहोपविष्टा विपिने विरेजुः सदा जथाम्भोरुह कर्णिकायः. भगवान के साथ तरह से बैठे हैं.
With the Supreme Lord on the banks of the river, the cowherd boys are sitting with Krishna to take their lunch.
इसका वर्णन सुन लो सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने.
How they're sitting, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has described it very nicely.
Krishnasya Vishwa.
Very beautifully.
Mandalai. Abhyanana phul drisho brajar bhakta. Krishna beech mein baithe.
Krishna is sitting in the center.
Unke charo taraf mandal.
Absolutely in the center.
Kai panktiyon mein bacche baithe.
And all around him,
आपने कमल देखा है,
like the world of a lotus flower.
जैसे कमल की कर्णिका.
कृष्णा सैट इन द सेंटर.
होते हैं छोटे छोटे बड़े बड़े बाल बीच में बैठे हैं.
Supremely beautiful Krishna in the center, and first line all around him in a circle, 8 cowherd boys sat, and each boy thought that each one thought he felt that Krishna is looking at him directly. This is Krishna's opulence.
देखने में दूसरे सखा को हमने प्रत्येक सखा को यही अनुभव हो रहा है कि मैं कृष्ण के सामने बैठा.
उपनिषद से that the Lord has his face everywhere.
सब जगह पैर है.
Everywhere are his feet, everywhere are his eyes.
ये श्रुति का वाक्य आज सत्य हो गया.
This words of this श्रुति has today become true.
बैग में पीठ की तरफ बैठा हूँ.
No one is thinking that he is sitting behind Krishna or next to him. Although Krishna is in the center and there's eight boys all around, each one is feeling that Krishna is facing him.
प्रत्येक बालक यही समझ रहा है कि मैं कृष्ण के बिल्कुल सामने बैठा हूँ.
All us, each one is thinking, absolutely, Krishna is in front. First, so this is how it was arranged. There were thousands of cowherd boys. First, there were eight all around him, then 16, then 34, then 64, like that.
इस तरह से, और जैसे कमल की कर्णिका जो मध्य भाग होता है उसको कर्णिका कहते हैं. कमल
जस्ट लाइक द वॉल ऑफ द लोटस.
जो पत्ते होते हैं कमल के,
एंड आफ्टर द वॉल देयर दीज लोटस पेटल्स इन द मिडल नेक्स्ट टू द सेंटर पार्ट. द लोटस पेटल्स द पेटल्स आर वेरी वेरी स्मॉल एंड देन इन द बैक इट गेट्स बिगर एंड बिगर एंड बिगर द साइज ऑफ द लोटस पेटल्स. So in this way all the boys were sitting.
इस तरह से बच्चे बैठे थे. जो बड़ी उम्र के थे थोड़ा वो किनारे किनारे बैठे थे, परंतु वे भी ये देख रहे थे कृष्ण मेरे सामने बैठे.
The older, slightly older boys, they sat a little bit away, but they were also thinking that Krishna is sitting directly in front of me, of him.
कृष्ण मेरे सामने बैठे. इस तरह से ये परिवेशन लीला हो रही है, बैठने की लीला, उपवेशन लीला.
So this is called उपवेशन लीला, the लीला of sitting down.
जो ये देखे कि मैं कृष्ण के सामने नहीं बैठा.
There was no one child in the whole big group that thought I was not sitting directly in front of Krishna.
सम्मुख आनना. प्रत्येक बच्चा अनुभव कर रहा है कि मैं कृष्ण के सामने बैठा हूँ.
This is the amazing opulence of Sri Krishna. They were sitting. Very beautiful picture. First of all, the banks of the Jamuna is so beautiful. The Braj Bhumi is so beautiful. Lotus flowers.
Swachh Baluka.
Clean sand.
बच्चे बैठे हैं.
The children are sitting.
हो रहा है पक्षियों का, भावरों का, सुंदर हवा चल रही है.
The birds and the bees are singing. Very nice breeze with a very sweet fragrance.
सुगंध बिखर रहा है और परम सुंदर श्री भगवान कृष्ण और परम सुंदर बच्चे.
And supreme.
इस पृथ्वी के श्रृंगार हैं वास्तव में.
And this supremely beautiful Krishna. And this very beautiful friends, they actually look like they were decorating the Mother Earth.
इस पृथ्वी पर इस तरह का दृश्य हो रहा है और वृंदावन में धन है वृंदावन की भूमि.
Glorious is this Braj Bhumi that Krishna himself is sitting there in this way with all his friends, and the whole place is looking so beautiful and everyone is enjoying.
चारों तरफ बैठे कृष्ण वहाँ बैठे हैं बीच में, तो ऐसा लगता था
when Krishna
कमल खिला हुआ है.
When Krishna is was sitting in the center, it looked like some kind of transcendental lotus flower has bloomed.
के समान है मध्य भाग में और जो बच्चे हैं उस कमल की पंखुड़ियों के समान.
It seemed like Krishna was the world of this lotus flower and all his friends became the petals of the lotus flower.
तो वृंदावन की भूमि में जमुना के पुलिन पर यह दृश्य उपस्थित हुआ. इस प्रकार का दृश्य संसार में.
This kind of scene is not available anywhere in the creation, not even in Vaikuntha.
इनके लिए बैठे यह दृश्य केवल वृंदावन में.
Only in Vrindavan. Mother Earth became glorious having this pastime performed on her. Krishna was looking so beautiful. And all the boys were so beautiful. The children were looking so beautiful sitting down to have their lunch.
जैसे अम्भोरु कर्णिका कमल की.
Text 10.
केचित पुष्पै
नाइन
केचित पल्लवैरंकुरैः फलैः Sigbhi, Tvagbhi, Drsadbhi, Cha, Bubujhu, Kritabhajanaha.
So the children had brought different items from their homes. They come to the forest, they tie their foodstuffs in a cloth, and then they tie this cloth to the end of a stick which they carry on their shoulder. They used to bring very nice preparation, very tasty. Cooked early in the morning, the main items were rice and yogurt. Thick milk. They would have this yogurt which is made from condensed milk with lots of cream cooked down, so the yogurt is very thick with butter and everything inside the yogurt. These days people say, take all the fat out of the milk. Take all the fat out of the milk. Take everything out, give me watery milk. So many diseases have come that a person cannot enjoy these foodstuffs. They used to bring very delicious rice preparation. They used to bring this yogurt, some kind of pickles. They would not bring any containers. They would not bring any containers or plates. They would sometimes eat on the large flowers. They would not bring any plates. They would just eat. Like you, if you pick big banana flowers, if you pick, take out the petals, each petal will become like a plate. And they would keep their foodstuffs. First of all, they're all sitting in front of Krishna, each one. And each one is opening their lunch packet. That time, Krishna had no back as if. There are thousands of cowherd friends, and each one has Krishna sitting face to face. Just like the Upanishads say that Brahm has face everywhere, he has hands everywhere, he has feet everywhere. So this is how it is today. All are opening their lunches. They want to first of all offer to Krishna.
तो कोई पुष्प लेकर के बर्तन बनाकर बैठे पुष्प ही केचित पुष्प ही दले
सम आर मेकिंग देयर प्लेट्स फ्लावर्स एज देयर प्लेट्स सम आर मेकिंग लीव्स एज देयर प्लेट्स
पत्ता तोड़ लिए चपलास का पत्ता जो बड़ा बड़ा होता है उसको ले लिए दले ही केचित तल्लवई अंकुरे वृक्ष के
एंड सम ऑफ देम हैव देयर फूड स्टफ्स ऑन लार्ज टेंडर लीव्स ऑफ अ ट्री. Some trees have very large leaves.
तो वो पल्लव ले लिए कुछ अंकुर ही कुछ अंकुर के रूप में चीजें उत्पन्न होती हैं वो चौड़ी होती हैं तो अंकुर पर रख लिए अपने भोज्य पदार्थ.
Sometimes they have these bunches of leaves.
उसको काट करके उस
and some of them keep their foods inside their baskets. Their basket is tied in a cloth. They're offering to Krishna their foodstuffs. But there's no formality that they're cleaning their plates, you know, seven times with soap like that. It should be so purified, then Krishna will eat. We'll do achman like this. They have nothing but prem. That is all they have. That is all Krishna wants, is prem. The children all have the bhav, the feeling of feeding Krishna. So they all have their foodstuffs tied in gamchas. Can you imagine in gamchas? And some of them took barks from the trees. And sometimes some of them took some rock. Sometimes you find these rocks lying around which are wide and may have a little hole in center. So some of them picked up these rocks, just washed them in Jamuna's water. And after eating, they just leave. They leave the plates and things lying around, maybe some animals or some devotees like us might come around and lick those leaves.
So, patthar parkhane lage. Bhujhu krita bhajana. In sab vastuon se hi krita bhajana, krita patra, patra bana bana karke khane lage.
So, with all these things, they would use all these things as plates, etc., and they will eat their lunch from there. There was no need to buy plates and things from market or anything like that.
Koi stainless steel nahi, kuch nahi, kuch bhi nahi.
There's no stainless steel, nothing. So natural. These children had such natural lifestyle. And they were totally in bliss. They would eat on some leaf or flower or some rock and they would eat prasadam.
Sarve mitho darsyantah swaswa
bhojanam
prithak hasanto hasyantascha अभ्योजहरु सहेश्वरा और सब अपनी अपनी भोज्य रुचि दिखा रहे
and everyone is showing Krishna their foodstuffs
भोज्य रुचि कहाँ थे कोई भी बच्चा जब अपने घर का लाया हुआ सामान खोलता है
any child when he opens his foodstuffs from his house
तो पहले कृष्ण को नहीं खिलाता है
First he does not offer to Krishna. He does not feed Krishna without first tasting how it is. First he tastes a little bit, then he says, Oh my God, this is so tasty. This is just like Amrit. So delicious. Then Krishna says, give. And he's saying like this, so Krishna will say, give me some. This is what the children would do. They would first taste their foods and they try to tease Krishna and then Krishna will say, give me. And then they will give Krishna. They say, it is just like nectar. Nectar in front of this food my mother sent, is nectar itself is no taste. They're comparing with nectar as if they have tasted nectar. I will not give it to anybody. This is so tasty. I'm not going to give this to anyone. And then Krishna says, not even to me? Will you not even give it to me? And the boy says, no, especially you. I'm not going to give you anything. Don't you see how little it is? And Krishna says, give me. Krishna says, just please, give me just a little bit. And boy is teasing Krishna and he says, no, I'm not going to give you. This is so little, so delicious. And then the boy says, I'll give you under one, if you promise one thing, then I'll give you. Then Krishna says, okay. And then the boy says, if you eat all of it, you promise to eat all of it, then I'll give you. Otherwise, I'm not going to give you. Will you eat all of it? And Krishna says, yes, I will eat. And Krishna says, yes, I'll eat all of it. Then he gives to Krishna his food and Krishna tastes it and he says, Oh my God, this is so tasty. This is so delicious. Why don't you bring like this every day? I will eat this every day. Then the boy says, every day you eat my food, you glut. I have given you my food today, you think I will give you every day? Forget it. I am from a poor family and you are king's son and you are telling me to bring this every day, whole thing for you. You are not ashamed to talk like this? And then the boy says, I'm giving you today, that's enough. After all, I have to eat also. Then Krishna says, my dear friend, you can eat mine. You can eat what my mother gave to me.
Then
Krishna feeds his friend with his own hand, his own food. He eats all of his friend's food and then he feeds his food with his own hand to his friend. And he does that with each boy. There is only one Krishna, but each child is thinking, Krishna is doing this just with me. He is sharing his lunch just with me. He is eating all of my prasadam and he is feeding me his. And each one is thinking like this, Krishna is only eating mine, I am so fortunate. And whatever the boys they feed Krishna, first they taste it. Always they would taste it themselves to see if it's worth, if it's offerable to Krishna, if it tastes good. Only then they will offer to Krishna. So they just take a little bit and they taste it first. What if the yogurt has become sour? What if there's not enough sugar? So they always taste. Oh, very nice.
तो प्रेम के भूखे भगवान खा रहे हैं किस तरह से श्री कृष्ण बैठे हुए हैं इसका वर्णन सुखदेव जी करते हैं
हाउ कृष्णा इज सिटिंग हियर सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज डिस्क्राइबिंग दैट
बच्चों के विषय में कहते हैं हसंत हास्यंतश्च बच्चे खाते समय खूब हंसते
अबाउट द चिल्ड्रन सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज हसंतो हास्यंतश्च Then while they're eating, they laugh and they make one another laugh. They're just laughing away.
Sometimes
Krishna will say, listen, see. Krishna said, just see these monkeys, how tolerant they are. They are really, really, really waiting. And normally they would snatch, but just... So, they have been trained. These monkeys have become such gentlemen. Otherwise, by now, they would have snatched everything away. They are waiting very patiently. And then while Krishna says, look at that monkey, and then the boy turns over to see the monkey, and Krishna puts some of his food in his plate. Because Krishna ate all his prasadam, so he puts some of his preparation in his friend's plate. And then Krishna tells him, these monkeys are patiently waiting. You all better eat up very quickly, otherwise they're going to snatch all it away and we'll be very hungry. And while they're looking, Krishna puts his food in their plates. Especially in Madhu Mangal's plate. But Madhu Mangal says to Krishna, And then Madhu Mangal says, oh my God, you've given me your remnants. You are a Gopa, a Vaishya class, and I'm a Brahman. I cannot eat your leftovers.
Chi.
My caste has been spoiled. Now what will I do? And if I don't eat, what will happen? All day I'll have to starve. What to do? If I eat, my caste is gone, my dharma is gone, I'm a brahmana, I have to eat your remnants. What to do? I should not actually eat this. This is from your plate and you're a vaishya. you're a coward and I'm a Brahmin, but what to do? If I don't eat, I have to starve all day, so I'll just eat.
इस तरह से विनोद करते थे, हंसते थे.
In this way they were laughing and joking.
दही भात का छीटा भी पड़ जाता था इधर उधर.
And while they're laughing, sometimes they will spit a little bit of yogurt rice from their mouth will fly out and land on Krishna.
धूप बाल के लिए जो यज्ञों में भोजन करते हैं नहीं करते हैं, कोई ठीक नहीं रहता.
And this is the same Supreme Lord who accepts the offerings in the yagya. Who may accept or may not accept, but he is offered in the yagya. He is called yagya bhuk, and here he is eating with his friends their remnants. When they have yagyas, the brahmanas, they do so much pavitrams and they do so many, chant so many verses to purify, to offer and do yagyas, and still sometimes Vishnu does not accept their offering. And that same Prabhu, the Supreme Lord, is snatching the food from Krishna, from his friend, sometimes even from their mouths.
कोई बच्चा कुछ खा करके रसगुल्ला या गुलाब जामुन जो भी खा रहा है और खा करके वो संकेत करता है.
And sometimes some child is eating gulab jamun or rasgulla in his mouth and says, and he's not able to talk, his mouth is totally full, and he's saying, oh my God, this is so good, it's so delicious. And sometimes Krishna says, give me some, it's already all his mouth is full, and Krishna wants to taste what his friend is eating, and he says, give me some, and he brings his mouth in front of his friend's mouth. Give. And the boy opens his mouth, and Krishna takes some from his mouth. And Lord Brahma is watching. He says, oh my God, what is going on here? This cannot be the Supreme Lord. There is no vichar that it's somebody's jutha. There is so much informality, and Krishna is eating from his friend's mouth. And sometimes Krishna will stand up and start dancing.
कभी प्रशंसा करना और कभी कभी किसी बच्चे के भोजन भी कहते हैं, अरे बाप रे, राम राम सड़ा हुआ है.
And sometimes he will tell, you know, one of his friends, he will say, oh my God, your food is stinks, it's gone off.
ये हम खाते हैं.
You brought this for me? He's just joking, he said. Sometimes he would just tease the boys. He will say, I can't even look at this, it's gone off. Give it to the monkeys. And then the boy says, why should I give to the monkeys? You want to give to the monkey? Give your food. I'm not giving mine. Where is the monkey? And then Krishna says, there is monkey. And then this boy puts, when Krishna is looking here and there, this boy also puts his food in Krishna's plate. And then Krishna says, who did this? Whose is it? And everyone says, I didn't do it. And Krishna says, I'm not going to eat your remnant. Like this, they're playing and joking with one another all the time, and they're eating prasadam. And they're laughing, making each other laugh. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written a lot about this pastime. How they're laughing, how they're making each other laugh. So much detail.
खा करके बात वहाँ तो कोई ऐसा तो है नहीं कि ऑफिस पकड़ना है दस.
They're eating and then they burst out laughing and then they eat some more. They're not in any anxiety that they have to go back to the office.
जल्दी चलो ट्रैफिक जाम हो जाएगा.
Then we should rush. This is the you know the main traffic time. We have to eat quickly and go.
आदमी भोजन करेगा.
How a person will enjoy?
नहीं है. आदमी कभी कभी कहता है मरने तक की फुर्सत नहीं.
How a person will enjoy if he does not even have time to eat? And sometimes people say to me, Maharaj, I don't even have time to die.
ये आएंगे तो लोग कहते हैं कि बाद में आइएगा, अभी मरने की फुर्सत नहीं.
Sometimes we go to see people and they say, come later, right now, I don't have time to even die.
तो मरने की पूरी फुर्सत हो जाती. मरने से पहले अस्पताल में फुर्सत लेकर के चले जाते.
They will have plenty of time to die, and sometimes before dying, they have plenty of time to be in the hospital to prepare to die. This is a real blissful life. To eat with the Lord, to dance and have fun, to laugh and talk. Sometimes a boy would have a morsel of a handful of food in his hand, and he was eating, and while he's eating, he stands up and starts doing a dance.
फिर बैठते हैं.
And then again he'll sit down.
बैठते हैं फिर खाते हैं. कोई बीच में जाकर जमुना में पानी पीकर के आकर फिर बैठता है.
They'll eat and they'll sit down and sometimes they will walk up just to the bank few steps and they will drink water and come back and sit down again.
बर्तन नहीं है कि कृष्ण के लिए लाया जाए. कृष्ण को भी प्यास लगी है तो जाकर पानी पी करके आ.
There is no glass or anything to bring back water for Krishna. And if Krishna wants to drink water, he also has to walk down to the bank of the river and drink water and come back.
Jamuna ji mein do tarah se pani peete hain Krishna. Ya to haath se aise peete hain, to pashu jaisa aise peekar aa jaate. Apne adharamrit ka sanjog dete hain Bhagwan, nadiyon ko, sarovaron ko. Is tarah se peete hain.
This is how he used to drink water. He would put both his hands in the water and just pick up the water and drink it from his both his hands.
पृथक दर्शन तो अपने भोजन रुचि दिखाते थे कि हमारा भोजन इतना अच्छा है, हमारा भोजन इतना अच्छा है, हमारा ये है, हमारा ये है.
Everyone used to tell, talk about their foodstuffs they brought. I have brought this and I have brought this and it's so nice. This is so nice and that's so nice. And they would eat each other's food and joke and laugh and.
तो सिर्फ कभी प्रशंसा करते थे, कभी निंदा करते थे, उनके सुख के लिए.
And for to please his friends, sometimes he would glorify. He would say some nice things about their food and sometimes he would say some bad things about their foods. Just to make his friends happy. Sometimes he'll stand up and start dancing and playing his flute, and sometimes he'll say, "Look at this cuckoo! He's singing so nicely." And while he's doing this, somebody will steal another boy's all his food, and then he will look down and he'll say, "Who took all my food?"
कृष्ण कहते थे हमारे प्लेट में कौन डाल दिया हमको पता.
एंड कृष्ण विल से हु पुट फूड इन माय प्लेट, हुज इज दिस.
इस तरह से खा रहे.
इन दिस वे दे विल टॉक एंड ईट.
छवि का चित्र खींचते हैं सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं.
हियर सुखदेव गोस्वामी एज इफ ही इज टेकिंग अ फोटोग्राफ वंस अगेन ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हैविंग हिज लंच. इज लाइक ही इज मेकिंग अ मूवी फॉर अस टू वॉच.
दिव्रत वेणु जठर पटय सिंह वेत्रे चकक्षे.
टेक्स्ट 11.
पाणौ मसुन कवलम तत्फला नंगुलेषु तिष्ठन मध्ये स्वपरि सुहृदो हासयन्नर्मभिः स्वहि स्वर्गे लोके मिशति बुभुजे यज्ञ भुग बालके लिहि. श्री कृष्ण बैठे हैं भोजन बीच में बिल्कुल. कैसे हैं? विभ्रद वेणु जठर पटयो.
हाउ कृष्ण इज सिटिंग.
बांसुरी को
ही इज यज्ञ भूख.
अपने कमर में बंधे हुए दोनों.
ही इज सिटिंग.
बीच में खोस.
दिस इज हाउ ही इज सिटिंग. ही हैज हिज फ्लूट. ही हैज टक्ड इट बिटवीन हिज वेस्ट एंड हिज टाइट क्लॉथ ऑन द राइट साइड.
बांसुरी इधर उधर नहीं छोड़ते हैं, नहीं तो बच्चे चुरा लेते हैं.
He never would leave his flute here and there. The kids, the friends will steal his flute and they will throw it around and they will harass him. So he is very careful not to leave his flute here and there. He would tuck it on the right side of his dhoti.
भोजन करते समय अपने बांसुरी को जठर पटय, अपने जठर के अपने पेट के दोनों पट में खोस लिए.
उस समय एक तो धोती पहने हैं.
Bring his dhoti and on top of the dhoti on his waist he ties this his cloth tightly and then he sticks his flute between the dhoti and this cloth which, and it remains there.
विभ्रद वेणु जठर पटय जठर पट में वेणु रखे श्रृंग वेत्रित कक्ष
and he has his horn bugle
सिंह है तथा बेत को बाएं
and he has his bugle which is called Singh and he has his stick for driving the calves he sticks that in his left side of his dhoti and chador.
इधर उधर नहीं रखे हैं कि बच्चे फेंक देते हैं चुरा लेते हैं बहुत परेशान करते हैं कृष्ण को.
They harass him so much, so he is very careful also to leave his bugle and his stick here and there because his friends they would steal it and throw it here and there and give him a hard time.
आने के लिए सिंह सिंह और बेत को बाएं कांख में दबा लिए कुक्षी सिंह वेत्रे चकक से बाण बामे पाड़ो मसृण कवल
भाट में and in his left hand he holds a handful of yogurt rice mixed with fruit.
घी मिलाया गया है ताजा दही मिलाया गया है और कुछ गुड़ मिलाया गया होगा जो भी हो.
Yogurt rice with some sweetener, some sugar or gur and some fruits.
हाथ में मसृण कवल बहुत स्निग्ध बहुत स्वादिष्ट कवल लिए है दही भात बामे पाणो मसृण कवलम तत्फलानी अंगुलीसु और अंगुलियों में
and between his fingers
सर खाए जाने वाले अचार खोसे हुए उसके फल
and he has some pickles like some mango pickles in between his fingers.
दही भात के साथ और क्या क्या खाना चाहिए तत्फलानी उसके फल रखे हैं
so
अदरक रखे हैं
he has some fruit
रखे हैं नींबू रखे हैं
like some lemon some piece of ginger
संधि स्थान में फसा लिए
and some mango pickle like that.
सारा जगत की सृष्टि
how little he has accumulated. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has created this whole creation and how little he carries with him, how little he lives with. Such few. So he has very little accumulations when he goes out for the forest in the whole day. Everything in his hand or a piece of cloth and a piece of stick and that's all. And he has yogurt rice and he has in the same hand between the fingers he has a little piece of fruit or a little piece of ginger, a little piece of achar, pickle, etc.
अदरक नींबू मिर्च और टेटी चार संधि स्थान हैं चार और भोजन कर रहे हैं.
So Krishna is
दृश्य को सारा स्वर्ग देख
looking forward towards all his friends, personally joking with them and laughing like anything as he's eating.
सारा स्वर्ग देख रहा
and at that time the denizens of heaven were watching. They were all struck with wonder at how the personality of Godhead, who eats only in yagya, is now eating with his friends in the forest.
नहीं तो ये कहा जाता कि देवता देख रहे हैं कह रहे स्वर्ग देख रहा है.
It is not just
कहा जाए कि पूरा भारत आ गया.
Not just a few demigods, practically the whole of the heaven they were watching. At that time Lord Brahma was also watching.
नहीं थे लेकिन अब तो आकर के देख रहे हैं.
When Aghasur was killed, he wasn't there at that time, but now all the denizens of heaven, after playing all that music etc., they were watching, and Lord Brahma was also watching.
सब विस्मित हो गए यज्ञ भू बाल के.
They were so astonished.
वही प्रभु जो यज्ञ में
they're thinking they're demigods devtas. They're saying that this is the same personality of Godhead who eats only in yagya Vishnu and now he's eating this way with his friends in the forest.
अनुसार देश के अनुसार काल के अनुसार द्रव्य के अनुसार बहुत
time place circumstance with so much cleanliness purity verses etc. using Vedas mantras from the Vedas they invite the Supreme Lord to come and take part in the yagya offerings. Ishtam iha grihanam They chant verses like that. But the Lord does not come. Very rarely He would come in a yagya and accept. But the Lord hardly ever comes. He came in Prithu Maharaja's yagya. One or two yagyas He came. In general He does not come. The brahmanas will offer and they would follow such formalities, still He doesn't come.
श्री कृष्ण बच्चों के साथ जमुना के पुलिन पर बैठकर भोजन कर रहे हैं, यह नित्य की लीला है।
दिस वॉज गोइंग ऑन एवरी डे।
नमूना पेश कर रहे हैं
बाय डिस्क्राइबिंग वन डेज लंच। Sukadev Goswami is giving us a little example of what goes on every day, and this is how they would eat every day.
अपने सखाओं के मध्य में बैठे हुए श्री कृष्ण बहुत सुंदर लग रहे थे।
सो इन द मिडल ऑफ ऑल हिज फ्रेंड्स श्री कृष्णा सिटिंग वाज लुकिंग वेरी ब्यूटीफुल।
सुंदर लग रहे थे।
हिज फ्रेंड्स वर वेरी लुकिंग वेरी ब्यूटीफुल।
जहां इस प्रकार का दृश्य उपस्थित होता है
एंड वृंदावन्स भूमि वेयर दिस काइंड ऑफ सीनरी इज सीन।
भगवान श्री कृष्ण स्वच्छंद अपने धाम में इस तरह खा रहे हैं।
द परम सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड फ्रीली is so independent and freely he is eating in his dham just like an only child. How fortunate are these children, they are eating and playing with the Supreme Lord in this way, singing, dancing.
Ye bhagwan ki bhojan leela. Ab iske baad
now after this Lord Brahma Lord Brahma is going to steal the calves and the cowherd boys.
भगवान की एक अलग मंजू महिमा देखने के लिए।
To see another मंजू महिमा of the Supreme Lord.